I will worship you. I will adore you. So long as I live, with a strength I am, we need all that I am. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Your connection affects your condition. It affects your condition. I asked him, what did you say you got back after 17 years? He said it's his connection, his link. That made many things to go. He said he even lost his singing ability. It went down, right? It went down. 17 years. And he came. When he sings, sees me sing high, the topmost top of it, that high pitch, falsetto doesn't go high. It's an escape note. And then you can't sing it with force. Doesn't carry force. The very tip of it, very, very tip of it, is called the whistle note. It's the opposite of the lowest note. But he lost, he went down. Your connection determines your condition. So be careful with your connection. Good or bad, it will determine your condition. When the prodigal son joined the man who was keeping pigs, he started eating pig food. Who you are joined to will affect what you eat. Sila, you will not lose. But we are here today to thank God for an awesome convention. We are here today to appreciate God for a most explosive convention. Wow. That is how to express the convention. Wow. The climate, the atmosphere was what? Wow. Woman bent like this in the front of everybody. That boy that had 50% oxygen saturation, perfusion, 50% less than 50%, his fingers were already bluish like a dead man's finger because there was no. Today he was dancing in the first service, he was also still there in the second service. Since that night, oxygen has been 100%. Wow, wow, wow. And then the word of God landed. Revelation from Saul. Revelation from Esther. Revelation from David. That one is what? Wow, 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 wow. And every moment people see you from today, and they see your miracles, they see your testimonies, they see the signs and the wonders, what would they tell you? Wow, 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 wow. Give the Lord a loud shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise. Hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah.
Jehovah,
open the world.
Hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah.
Send it one more time,
but the most important
way. Praise, take your seat very, very briefly. Appreciation for completion, part 3. Appreciation for completion, part 3. Psalm 92. Verse 1 to 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Earlier on in the first two services, we read the story of the 10 lepers. In Luke chapter 17, from verse 11 all the way to verse 17, where Jesus got them healed, asked them to go show themselves to the priest, and as they were going, they were cleansed. And only one returned back, that one was a stranger. And Jesus said, how many were healed? And how come only this stranger came back? And he told that stranger, go and be healed whole of thy plague. Appreciation is proof of spiritual education. Appreciation is a proof of spiritual literacy. Nine were healed. Only one was literate enough, educated enough to come back. Ingratitude is a confirmation of spiritual illiteracy. The person know nothing. That is why he couldn't say thank you. Ingratitude is the twin of ignorance. Wow. To know more is to thank more. To think more is to thank more. The thankless are the thoughtless. It's spiritual illiteracy because they fail to realize that whatever God has done is only the kindergarten of what He's yet to do. Whatever God has done is only nursery school. It's just the elementary portions of what you will do. But they are not literate enough to understand. So they are unthankful. And today we live in a world where there is a lot, a plague of thanklessness. Parents can't say thank you to children when the children do have done well. I surprise my children many times. If they have done something good, I am very grateful that I have you in my life. Oh, daddy, should be the other way around. I said, no. Give God the praise that He gifted me with you. You are a gift in my life. Oh, daddy. That's very humbling, right? There are many people who have no capacity to say such a thing. Children can't say thank you or appreciate parents. Husband can't appreciate wife. Wife can't appreciate husband. Because we live in a generation where the Bible says, perilous times shall come and people shall be ungrateful. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Please, this morning, I want you to become spiritually educated. I want you to become literate where appreciation is concerned. And I gave categories of people who don't appreciate God and reasons why. I've given 6 this morning. 3 in the first service, 3 in the second. I won't be able to do that over and over for the sake of time. But let me give you 3 categories of people that don't know how to thank God. Number 1 are those who overrate personal effort, ability, wisdom, or resources. People who overrate personal effort, ability, wisdom, or resources. That is, as far as they are concerned, anything they got, their effort gave it to them. Anything they got, their ability gave it to them. Anything they got, it was because they were wise enough that they got it. Whatever they got, it was because they had resources or connections. So, what is the use appreciating God? They are so beautiful, so they got married. But you don't know that there are people more beautiful than you that are not married. There are people more talented than you that have no position in life. There are people who are wiser, who have a better grade of degree than you in the university, more intelligent than you in the class, in school, that are not where you are today. There are professors of obstetrics and gynecology who don't have children. They are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Am I communicating? There are professors of internal medicine battling with hypertension. I saw a professor here some time ago. Ancient professor. We used to hear his name in medical school. External examiner. And he had problem in the same area where he's a specialist. There are professors of ear, nose, and throat, head and neck surgery, who cannot hear. They are deaf. They can't hear. There are ophthalmologists who are blind, almost blind. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's not of him that willeth or runneth. It is of God that showeth mercy. Am I communicating? I told you the story before in the teacher hospital where I worked briefly. My colleague, senior, one step ahead of me, got typhoid fever in the hospital, teaching hospital there. They had typhoid perforation. Oh. Then they rushed him to the theater. And all the surgeons surrounded him. Everybody surrounded him. He died. Under the nose of the best of doctors. It's not of him that will it. You are not healthy because you are smart. It's because of the mercy of God. It's because of the grace of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying yesterday? You are not in your senses because you are intelligent. There are highly educated people who are insane right now. I heard from Pastor Adepoye of a professor of mathematics who was a drunkard and ran mad. You remember? He said, he ran mad. I think around Israel, somewhere there. He said, when they were in the university, they would go close to where he was. If you bought him a bottle of beer or give him a bottle of palm wine or something, and he drinks, he will give you any formula you want from his head. You any equation. But he's mad on the road. He will solve every unsolvable equation on the floor. Am I communicating at all? So don't overrate your effort. It's not by power, it's not by might. It is by my spirit, says the Lord. Don't overrate your effort. Don't overrate your intelligence. Somebody stood on the altar one day in the Rwandan church and was testifying. And then she spoiled the testimony at the end. What do I mean? Thank the Lord. I have been looking for a job for a long time. And praise the Lord. I applied to a civil service or something like that. And then praise the Lord. They finally gave me a job. Because my uncle is farm sick there. Don't come and stand on the altar to testify. Go and thank your uncle. If he's the one who gave you the job, go and meet him. We don't need the test to hear it here. You just started and spoiled everything at the end. You didn't know that there are people who have uncles who are both helpless and their uncles are helpless. I know this governor, I know that governor, I know this person. Yet, the door did not open. It's not by power. No matter who you know, if God does not help you, you are still helpless. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, it's not by my power. It's not by my might. It's by the Spirit of God. I rely on God for His help alone. Take your seat. Those who overrate personal effort. Number two are those who are absolutely insatiable. Absolutely insatiable. They are never satisfied. You know, village children, when they visit you in the house, give them food they eat. Are you satisfied? No. You give them again. Are you satisfied? No. Until their tummy is like this, will you eat more? Yes. Absolutely insatiable. They permanently think that they deserve more. No matter what God has done for them or man has done, they permanently think that they deserve more. Look at the kind of car my friend gave to me. Did you have anyone before? Of all the phones that you have, this is the only terrible phone you can give me. If you can afford it yourself, why didn't you have it yourself? That is the nature of human beings. One young man came to me one day and was stranded looking for money. I gave him money. And then he held the money in his hand. I was doing like this. It was only God who helped him that I didn't collect it back. I said to him, the money is not enough for you, right? Is it enough? It's not enough. He said, I'm sorry, it's enough. That guy is stranded till today. Till today. On the contrary, a young man came to me some time ago. From the university, he said he knew me from the university, but I didn't know, couldn't remember him. He worked in Shell and so on. Came to Abuja, got stranded. Came to my office, maybe 12 years ago. Said, I'm so sorry, Pastor. I need help to transportation back. I gave him some money. He said, take transport. He went, looked at it, came back and said, Pastor, I am very, very sorry that I came to bother you. I should be bringing money to church, not take money from church. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I feel embarrassed that I should be asking for money and asking you for money. I'm so grateful. I said, hold on. I went and looked for more money. I went and looked for more money. I went and looked for more money. After I gave him the money, God spoke to me clearly. He said, this is how I function. He said, you just function like me. He said, this is my mode of operation. The way you just acted now. When I see people who are appreciative of the things I do, I overdo myself in their lives. Jehovah overdo, megadu, supradu, extradu. Hey! Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, I appreciate him. Thank God for where you are. It is the foundation for your next level. Take your seat. Finally, it is those who are outrightly ungrateful. By the combination of pride and senselessness, like the way they say in our place, the person doesn't have mind, doesn't have sense. A combination of pride and senselessness. Can't think. Not well behaved. Characterlessness. They don't have, at times they think they deserve it, so just senseless. I heard a story where the soldier was entering a bank and a lady was coming out and he opened the door for her. Just and step back so she can pass. And she passed. Instead of saying thank you or even wave a little, she just like, I am a woman, so I deserve for door to be open for me. So the man went and pulled her dress back like this. Come back. Say thank you. He said, thank you, sir. Okay, you can go. Mind it. People do that in the physical and take it to God also. It's not, even though vehicles are so slow down for pedestrians, still wave a little. Still appreciate. Somebody slowed down or gave you a road by the traffic or something and allowed you to pass. Wait a little. The behavior, the way we operate in the physical, it follows us into the realm of the spirit. So that we just take God as if he's our age mate. It's senselessness, characterlessness. And today, I see it adjusted. Please take note of these two things before we finalize. Number one. This is the words of God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. Appreciation is application for more. When you appreciate God for what he has done, you are applying to him to do what he's yet to do. That is why I call it spiritual education, spiritual literacy. You are spiritually intelligent if you know how to thank. Because you are not just thanking God for what he just did now. You are using spiritual sense to make demands on what is yet to be done. You are using spiritual intelligence to apply for what is yet to come. Am I communicating? It's a proof of great intelligence. And second, God inspects the heart. Inspects the heart before he impacts the hand. Before he will touch your hand, he will first sight your heart. How is this man's heart like? If I bless him, what will he do? The one I blessed him before, what did he do? He will inspect the heart before he impact well, any, both of them, impart or impact, before he places anything in your hand, he will first inspect the heart. So when your heart is thankful, your tank will be full in life. You never run on an empty tank spiritually if you know how to be thankful. Finally, what is the benefit of appreciation? One, appreciation brings perfection and completion. If you say thank you to God, he will complete what he started. Like the life of the lepers, he will just complete it. The miracle that is in process, he will just complete it. Appreciation brings perfection and completion. Two, appreciation brings appreciation. If you are able to say thank you to God, you will have many reasons to say thank you to God later. If you are able to say thank you to God, your life shifts in level. Your life practically shifts in levels. If you are able to say thank you to God, anything you are thanking him for, he multiplies it. Three, appreciation brings restoration. What the devil took from you can be returned by your life of appreciation. Leprosy destroyed the fingers of the lepers, and God returned it back by appreciation. Appreciation brings restoration. Number four, appreciation brings distinction. When you appreciate God, you stand out in life. Appreciation brings distinction. Your life stands out. One leper came and thanked God. Nine lepers did not come. And the leper that came was distinguished from the others that did not come. Finally, appreciation brings beautification. You make my life so beautiful. God beautifies the lives of those who appreciate him. The way that leper got decorated and got beautified, that is what God will do for the one who appreciates. Is there anybody who is going to appreciate God for 7 minutes or 8 minutes? Anybody is going to do that? Is there anybody who wants to celebrate God for what he has done for us this week? Even if you don't have anything to celebrate God for, is there something you saw God did in others you want to thank God for? Then jump up on your feet with a shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. Hey! Now listen. There may be ladies and gentlemen near you. Don't mind them. You don't know what brought them. Okay? You don't know what brought them. Just face your life. Look at the neighbor, say, face your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, it is not good to copy people because you don't know exactly the reason why they do the things. There was one Bible school professor. Every time they preach, he becomes hot. He will place his hand on his ear. He becomes hot, he will place his hand on his ear. Every time his voice begins to rise, he will place his hand on his ear. So all the Bible school students thought that when you place your hand on your ear, it means you want to increase in the anointing. Not knowing that the man was deaf in the ear, and he needed to place the hand so that he could help the conduction, so he can hear himself well. They never knew. They thought it was a ministry style. When prisoners were released from, I think, what's the name of that state that is close, New Jersey, ahead, they didn't release them with belts because they normally will hang them. Most prisoners will hang themselves if they had belts with them. So they are walking outside the prison, and then their trousers will drop back, and then they will just, it will just be dropping, falling down like this until they reach where they can get belt. And people thought it was a style, so they say sagging trousers. All right. Copying the status of a prisoner in the name of emulation. So that's why don't copy anybody standing near you. Maybe the person has pain in the leg, trusting God for healing. That is why he's not moving the leg yet. Don't say that is the leg. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout the loudest amen. Look at the number, say, face your front and celebrate. Let's go.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well. You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
You have won the battle.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
You have won the battle. Jehovah, you do well.
Hey, Jehovah, you do well.
A miracle has happened. The testimony you are expecting, the way you will dance when you are dedicating your 1,000 units of housing estate, 1,000 building units, the way you will dance when you are dedicating your aircraft fleet at the airport and say, Pastor, I just bought 10 aircrafts for commercial flights. Can you come and pray on them? The way you will dance on your wedding day, on your child dedication day, the way you will celebrate when what you are looking for has happened. Do it now. Let's go.
Abu Makoto, Abu Makoto, Abu Makoto, Abu Makoto, 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 Makoto,
I love you.
Prophetic word. Right now, I prophesy upon you. Every work God has started in your life that is not yet completed, I decree its completion now. If you will say amen, let it roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. Shout the loudest believers, amen. Everything Satan took from your life, I decree, I announce, and I prophesy restoration. Your life will appreciate. Your destiny will appreciate. Among your contemporaries, you will stand out. Jehovah, beautify your life. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap if you're sick. Very, very quickly, we'll dedicate some children. We have a total of 64 dedications. And that will not take any time at all. But if you are here this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus, quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward. Pastor, pray for me. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be delivered from addictions, delivered from negative lifestyle. I want to rededicate myself. I want to renew my life. Quickly pick your bags, pick your Bibles, stand up on your feet and rush forward quickly. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment of my way, have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody say, Lord, I give you my heart,
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you
alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment
I'm away.
Now I'm away.
Everybody
see.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I
live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
I'm your will, Lord.
Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life today. Say it louder. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and grace be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.